So, Rachel, you said that in your home country of New Zealand, there's lots of birds that don't fly.
Yes, there are a lot of birds that don't fly.
Wow, see, I only knew of the kiwi and of course the penguin, but I didn't know of other ones. So first, the kiwi doesn't
Yes,
fly,
that's
right?
the famous one.
Right.
They don't fly, but they can run very fast. I've
Right.
seen them.
And like, are the kiwi all over? Like, are there different types of kiwi?
There are several different varieties. They're very rare, though, and they're nocturnal.
Oh,
So
nocturnal.
I'd say most New Zealanders have never seen one in the wild. I've only seen them in kiwi parks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't
Okay.
see them.
So I thought they'd be like kangaroos in Australia or something.
No,
You
they are
go and there's
very,
one.
very precious and very rare.
Oh, wow.
One that you see more often is a pukeko, which is, it looks a little bit like a stork, I suppose, except it's dark blue.
What's it called?
Pukeko.
Pukeko.
And they're a lot more common. And Takahe is another one.
So the first one, though,
You can
let's
see
go.
them along the side of the road when you're driving through the countryside. They're much more common.
So this pukeko, does it fly?
No, they don't fly.
Really? And it's like a
Yeah.
stork, it has long legs.
It has quite long legs. Yeah, it's a very cute little bird, but it's very dark.
How tall is it? Like up to your knee, up to your hip?
Maybe up to your knees.
Really?
Cute little bird.
That's awesome. And so what was the other one you mentioned?
Takahe, it's a very similar looking to that one. It's a little different, difficult to tell apart.
Really? And it's also like kind of dark bluish?
Yeah. Another one's a kakapo, is a very famous one. It's New Zealand's flightless green parrot. It's kind of like a large fat parrot that lives on the ground. It's
Really?
extremely rare. I'm not sure what the numbers are now, but around 20 years ago, I think there were only 45 left.
Oh, that is
Extremely
rare.
rare. So
Wow.
there's an intensive breeding program for them. And
Yeah.
of course, nobody's seen those in the wild.
Well, yeah, you have to be careful to go like the way of
They
the
do.
Tasmanian tiger.
They breed and they nest on the ground. They lay their eggs on the ground. So they're very vulnerable to introduced predators, to any animals.
Yeah, I know that, like, you don't have snakes, but I know that snakes, when they got into Guam, like, decimated the bird population.
Yep, that's what would happen, and that's why New Zealand immigration or customs is very strict about what kind of animals you can bring in. We don't even have snakes in zoos.
That's smart. Yeah.
Michael Jackson famously came to New Zealand in the 1980s and wanted to bring his pet snake with him, and he wasn't allowed to.
Oh, good
So
on you.
there were no exceptions to that rule.
Are there any other birds that don't fly? Like, for example, do you have penguins?
Oh, yes, there's lots of penguins in New Zealand.
In the south, right?
Yeah, in the south. Oh, well, they come up to the north sometimes.
Really? That
Occasionally you'll see them.
far north?
Yeah, occasionally. The big colonies are down south.
Oh, that's amazing. How cool. Any other birds that don't fly?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. I'll have to look it up on the internet.
No, that's still though. That's still that's quite a few.
Yeah,
That's
they are quite a few.
so nice. Yeah, that's
Oh, the
interesting.
most famous was the moa, of course,
The
which
moa?
is an ostrich-sized bird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they were killed off before Europeans arrived in New Zealand.
Oh, easy
So they
hunting.
were easy hunting, yeah,
Yeah.
and big feast, yeah.
It's funny how when you go to a place, you really want to see like a local animal. So last year I went to the Middle East. I went to UAE and Oman, and I just wanted to see a camel. I
Camels,
wanted to see a
yeah.
camel so bad. And I thought, like, I had the
Everyone
feeling
drives
that it'd be on the
Mercedes these
side of the
days.
road, there'd be a camel. And I was actually kind of going out in the countryside. I wasn't just in the city, and I never saw a camel. And I was asking people that work there. They're like, "Oh yeah, you do see them," but I was just so heartbroken that I never saw a camel. Yeah. It's one of my favorite animals. I just think they look so cool. So when I go to New Zealand, I have to make sure I see a kiwi.
But you'll have to go to the Kiwi House.
The kiwi
The
house?
Kiwi House, it's cool. We'll just look up zoos.
And they got
Yep, they got them there. But you won't see them just driving around.